Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The Bert Show.
All right, the student vent line here. Sometimes you just got to get it out.
Yeah, especially students. They're, you know, just tired of being in school. It's rainy today and... I don't know. You're
Christmas
just ready
break
for
is right around the corner.
Break and you're just like sick of your teachers and your classmates. Everybody's driving you nuts.
Everything's so dramatic.
It
I mean, everything
is, man.
Everything is so emotional and it hurts and it's wonderful and it's awful. And, you know, so they need a way to get that out because sometimes, you know, people just don't understand. Most of the times, especially adults, you don't understand.
Because we haven't been there.
Because you're old and you don't, you're just not in the know.
So it's fun to listen to these because they will bring you right back to the seventh grade or the ninth grade. But if you are a student and you want to use our vent line, 404-255-3535.
Guys suck. Like, I just want to say to the guy out there at my school, thank you for just using me, flirting with me, acting like I'm your girlfriend at school. But no. When as soon as your real girlfriend comes around, no. I'm nothing to you. Like, oh, and then your best friend who wants to go around and flirt with me, but then when we all get back at school, he acts like a complete jerk. Oh my gosh. Like, I can't stand guys sometimes. So for the guy who's used me for the past couple months, like, I'm done with you. Completely done.
You're also going to notice that some of these will translate into the adult world also.
I was going to say, she could have been any age, really.
Right. I have always maintained that none of us really evolved from like the eighth grade. Problems are still the same.
That's true.
Hi. My vent is that Spanish. I cannot stand Spanish. I absolutely hate it. And I'm in the IB program, so it's very complicated for me. Thank you, Bert Show. Bye.
Adios. Adios. The stuff they made you do in that class.
In Spanish?
Yeah, you had to talk Spanish, and the teacher never talked Spanish in the class.
Imagine that.
Well,
weird.
You never had to talk until the final exam, so I could get her drift.
Somewhere the Spanish lost me. Like, I always got Spanish 1 and 2 was no problem.
Right.
Because we're keeping it pretty simple. You're talking about just new words, but then you get all past tense and present past tense, and I could not get past Spanish 2.
Really?
That was it for me.
I took Spanish 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then I went to college, and I took Spanish 1 and 2.
You don't remember a thing, do you?
You don't speak
it.
Nothing.
But you could probably read words. If you go to another country, you could read the menu read the street signs.
I do okay, but I'm telling you, I went to 4 full years of Spanish in high school and 2 full semesters in college. Like, I should be...
You'd be able to hold the conversation.
Barely. I should be better than I am.
I can hear Spanish being spoken, and I know what's happening in the conversation because I'll pick up a word here and a word there. But
that's how I am with French. But that's
for the most part, not at all.
There's a girl at school. I like her a lot, and she broke up with me. Mm-hmm. And I still like her a lot. And then she goes and just like blows me off, and she goes and talks to other guys even while she's breaking up with me and stuff. Mm-hmm. But so. I don't know what to do right now, so she needs to know. Call me back.
Oh, buddy.
Did you say call me back?
Yes.
He goes,
friend.
I want a guy to say I like her a lot. Because that means more than a lot.
You're going out with a girl for like 3 weeks and you tell her that you like her a lot. You're going to get far.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
She's totally going to get up her shirt.
Man, first time that you're heartbroken, man.
Oh, poor thing, buddy.
Oh, that hurts. And you have to see her at school.
And flirt with other guys, like you said.
Have the same classes.
Hurts.
Okay. I'm bi, and I'm a freshman in high school. I'm having problems with the fact that everybody treats me differently because I have a girlfriend. So I don't know whether or not to just say, screw you, I don't need you. Let me know what you think.
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, that's tough. Gosh,
that's brave, man.
Yeah, I mean, I can't relate because I stayed in the closet till I was out of college. I mean, I am so admirable of kids who are willing to stand up for, I mean, and it doesn't even have to be, you know, she said she's bisexual. It doesn't have to be that anything that a young kid stands up for, mm-hmm. I admire because I was a coward when I was 14,
15. You just
want to
fit in.
Yeah.
You just mm-hmm. are, just want to fit in. Don't yeah. be noticed.
Right.
You know?
Being gay and having your head shoved in toilet. And swirlies. Mm. That is the worst thing possible.
Mm. Okay, so my parents keep getting on to me about my grades, and I'm trying to pull them up, but it's really hard because I'm one of those girls where I care about my social life.
Oh, no.
So I have no idea what to do. Not to mention, my stepdad wants me to get a job if I don't do anything after school. He's dumb. But yeah, thanks.
Sometimes you're just going to have to live with your unreasonable parents asking you to get good grades and a job and stuff like that.
I care about my social life.
If my child told me I care about my social life,
I'd laugh.
That's the guy I would laugh out loud.
I would.
I would laugh the same way I laugh at a 5-year-old using the F word. For real.
Okay. Well, I'm a junior. I go to Rockdale, and my mom, she's seriously crazy. She won't let me go to any parties without there being chaperones. She won't let me go hang out with my friends without meeting their parents. She won't even let me drive my own car. And then, like, I have friends, like, in different counties. She won't let me go and see them. She's really, really crazy. And then she feels like she can control me, but I only have one more year left. So why not let me do what I want, you know? She's crazy right now, and I'm really trying to move away from her. So, yeah. Bye.
So what she's suggesting here is, I think she said she's a rising senior, right, between her junior and senior year?
Mm-hmm.
So she's just saying, Mom, leave me. I got it all worked out. Just leave me alone for 1 year.
I'm an adult now.
Don't you remember that, though? You're just so...
I got
you guys
this.
So ready to go to college? I was so ready to go to college for like a year before I was able to go.
Yes.
You're just ready for your independence at that stage.
See, I don't think I was because I was such a nerd in high school and was so like, gotta get into a good college, gotta get into a good college, that I only think I started enjoying high school once I got my acceptance letters to college.
And
so then
relax.
I had like 1 year that was all chill and senior year and everything was fun. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, it's over. Like, this is what everybody's been doing. You know, the ones who are still in Syracuse as auto mechanics are great. Would spend all of it. It's so much fun in high school.
I couldn't wait to get out of there and get to college. I couldn't wait.
But I knew ready.
I know I wasn't ready for it because I was done in 6 months because I drank so much and partied so much. But I couldn't wait, suffocating in that house in high school.
I had the earliest curfew of anybody I knew in high school.
Mm-hmm. Like, what was the curfew?
I think the latest that it ever was 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And that was like
11.
That was the end of my senior year.
Yeah.
Like, and all of my friends could stay until 12, 1, spend the night out, drive, like all that kind of stuff. 11.
Really?
In the house, lockdown.
My parents are like, so long as you come back by December, dude, we're cool. Just, you know, I know it's July and all.
But you still went nuts in college.
That's weird. Yeah, I went nuts.
Because usually the people that had more freedom in high school didn't go as crazy in college.
Right. It's such a long. Yes and no to that question, but it would be such a long explanation of how my dad was really controlling but really would allow me to just stay out. He doesn't care.
Right.
He didn't care at one point, but with other things was so controlling that when I got to college, man, I had zero discipline. I can't believe I lasted 6 months.
I was just going to say, after I came home from my first semester at Florida State, my dad was like, now you got the social life thing down, but if the grades don't come up, you're not going back. And I was like, okay, it just took me one semester to just party and go a little crazy. And then it was like, okay, Get it together.
Applications. Oh my God, I'm about to punch a baby. That's how much I hate them. Like, seriously? You know how college is all encouraging about, you know, you going to college, getting a higher education? Well, guess what? When you have to require about 10 bajillion essays for them, yeah, it doesn't exactly help their case. So yeah, I hate college applications. Goodbye.
It does.
It's always stressful. And the filling it out and the essay questions and if you had to get references for it. And yeah, it's a lot.
It should just be easy. You should just be able to call up and go, hey, I want to go to your school. Yeah. And based on a 30-second conversation, they should say yes or no.
You're here. I'm here. Let me in.
Let's just get it done. We know you need my money.
Hello.
Just let me in.
Yes.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
All right, Debbie, you know how Love, Lost, and Found works, right?
I do.
Okay, we're going to ask you a whole bunch of questions, and maybe you'll detail the night, where it happened, what he told you about himself, all the details that you can possibly give us about this guy.
And, okay.
And then inevitably, somebody in our listening audience is going to have a clue who this is. And we're hoping they call us, 404-741-Q100, or they just call him directly and say, call Q100, and then we can connect you guys.
Okay.
All right, so where does the destiny begin?
We, my girlfriends and I, Donna and Melissa, because that's important, because by the end of our conversation, he memorized both of their names.
Okay.
We went to an event called Old School Saturday, which took place at the Hyatt the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
It's a huge venue. So I ran into him once, and that was it for the evening.
Okay. And when you ran into him, was it at the bar? How did you guys get introduced?
Just kind of standing there at my girlfriend's, and he kind of walked in with his friends, and he stopped to talk to me, and that was it.
And how long of a conversation did you guys spend with each other?
It was about 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, you should have plenty of details about this guy that we can share then.
I did, but the details are kind of odd to me.
Okay.
He said he worked for SWAT.
For what?
SWAT, like SWAT? For a police department?
As well as he said he was a pastor.
Wait a minute. Go back to SWAT.
Yeah, but, he said he worked for the federal government, and I was like, in what sector? And he said, SWAT.
Cool.
SWAT, like,
that's awesome.
Kills people with a rifle from a distance.
I do believe so.
Okay.
That's a cool manly job right
that's
there.
Hot.
Yeah.
If that's what he does.
I was offset by being a pastor, which I thought was an interesting combination.
Pastor. Okay. So so the second thing he said he was a pastor. Is that what you said?
Yes, because he asked me during our conversation, he asked me what church I attended. And I told him, and then I asked him what church he attended, and he said he was a pastor. But okay. I don't remember the church name.
I see. He's a gun-toting pastor. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Which was an interesting combination, which, so out of curiosity, I'm like, is this true? What's really going on here?
You know, Maxim used to have a segment in their magazine that would tell you the name of a really cool profession as a guy, you would read it. It would be like SWAT team, and they would give you all of the terms that SWAT uses. So when you were out in a bar,
cool.
you could say that you were part of a SWAT team and really sound like you knew what you were doing, even though you had no clue, because it's just a cool, cool job.
It's a cool job.
Cool job. All right, so we've got he's in SWAT and a pastor. What else?
I know he's a member of the fraternity Omega Psi Phi.
Okay.
Omega Psi.
He's wearing a pin, and I recognize the pin.
Okay. Okay.
He's about 5'8", maybe 5'9", like a chocolate brown complexion, and his name is Micah.
Micah. Okay. Micah.
And Omega.
Okay, we should be able to get this one. This is plenty right here.
His name is Micah, M-I-C-A-H?
I didn't ask him to spell it.
Right, but I mean not Michael, Micah.
Micah.
Okay.
So it could be M-I-C-A-H, it could be M-Y-C-A-H.
What's his hairstyle?
Low cut.
Mm-hmm.
Jack was my friend that night, if you know what I'm saying. So well, I'm not too clear on the details, but
Jack
I really enjoyed the
friend.
Conversation.
Okay, I got
you. Pretty intense guy.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
This should be pretty easy right
yeah.
here. This is a lot of very unique details. All right, so we're looking for a guy named Micah who may work for SWAT but is also a pastor. He was a member of Omega Sci-Fi?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
About 5'8", chocolate brown, Micah, and he's got a low-cut haircut.
And he met you at Old School Saturdays at the Hyatt?
Right, exactly.
The Saturday before Thanksgiving. Okay, yeah, it should be. Should be easy.
So during the course of that, like, 10 minutes, what did he say there? Where you were thinking, okay, this is really somebody I want to hang out with.
Well, him being a pastor was quite interesting with his other job combination. And he said he didn't drink. He didn't dance socially. Things of that nature I found very interesting.
Okay.
Because I'm not like that.
I love how he says I don't dance socially. In my living room is a whole different story.
In front of the mirror.
Yeah. Yeah.
He only does it. The reason why he was there is because he just bought a home and his friends encouraged him to go out with them after his housewarming.
Okay.
Did he tell you what city that he bought that home in?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
No, he didn't.
Still a nice little
That's
piece
a good
of the
detail.
Puzzle. Yeah.
I think if he doesn't dance socially, then I'm guessing he only dances like when the Lord moves him while he's preaching to his flock.
I guess so.
Or but after
this could be a farce. Because...
Or after he kills someone. So they're professional dances.
He's giving back to the community.
All right. If you think you may know this guy, 404-741-Q100, or you think you might have a clue for us that will lead us to Micah, then give us a call. Here is Eric. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Just going to let you know, there's a ministry called SWAT Ministries out of Athens.
Okay.
So that could be the whole, you know, not a SWAT as necessarily a police person, but as a ministry.
SWAT Ministry.
Looking at it right now. It's a youth ministry.
Right.
I
was part of that ministry for a while.
Okay.
That's cool. Awesome.
That makes sense. Not as hot, but cool.
And...
Do they list a Micah?
I'm looking for... I can't find out if this is only in the Georgia area, though.
Jennifer wants to know if you know what county he works in.
I don't.
Okay. Then let's go right to Sean. Hey, Sean, good morning. You're on Q100.
How's it going, folks?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I don't know if I should be giving out this information, but... His real name is Micah, but he goes by Mike.
By Mike.
And, yeah. And I don't want to say his last name. If she wants to talk privately, I can give out his information because he is with SWAT. This may give it away. He usually protects Sonny Perdue or the lieutenant governor.
Really?
Wow.
It's getting more intriguing
back to
here.
Hot. Back to hot.
So is this a good friend of yours?
Yes. We play softball together. We travel all around the United States playing softball team. Yes.
And is he a pastor, too?
The funny thing is everybody on the team, I'd say 90% of them are GBI agents, SWAT, or custom agents.
Is this a co-ed team? We need to find out where you're
playing. Actually, you know what the funniest thing is? I leave tomorrow to go to Las Vegas for the
World Series of softball, and I'll be playing co-ed with a police team out of Indiana.
Hey. Oh, really?
Oh, Jim, yeah. You need to find some of these. You're calling.
Let's see if you guys need an escort. So you know this guy. So if we put you on hold, can you give us his info and we can call him, and then he can make a decision if he wants to come on with us or not?
Yeah, because I'm getting ready to do his mom put the hardwood in his mom's living room for him. I did the tile in his house, and now I'm getting ready to do the hardwood floor in his mom's house for him.
All right, so you definitely know who this
You're
guy
sure
is.
You're sure this is the right guy?
Yeah, because as soon as she said the Omega Phi Sci-Fi,
yeah, but then,
I knew exactly who it was.
And did we get the pastor connection or no?
Yeah, he actually is a youth minister at one of the churches that he does part-time work at.
This is our guy right here. This guy is a stud.
Yes, yes. That might be the fastest we ever found anybody.
Spiritual guy was in a fraternity, squat. He's an athlete because he goes around the country playing in softball. Mm-hmm. This guy, I want to date this guy.
Yeah, he's a pretty good guy. He's been around, I don't want to say the county, but he's been around this county for a long time. He's well-connected in and everything else, so... When they started talking about it, because I listen to you guys every morning, and I know this guy.
Well, Sean, you're the gateway here to Micah/Mike, so let me put you on hold. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
And we'll get his phone number from you, and we'll see if he's open to coming on with us, okay?
Okay.
And by the way, you're welcome for respecting the privacy and not putting any information about him on the air.
Yeah, I kind of broke that barrier.
Thanks, Sean. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
I don't want to say anything about what he does, but he does protect the governor. I do not want to go into further detail about that, but he is a youth minister at a church when he's not protecting the governor. I don't want to say anything more about that.
And he travels the country playing softball.
I'm not.
I can't
say anything else. He was in that fraternity. That is true. I don't want to say anything else.
Hey, Debbie, this is as strong as a lead as we're going to get.
Slam dunk.
We'll call you back here in a couple of minutes if we get his number and we can put him on with you today, and if not today, then for sure tomorrow, okay?
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for having the confidence in us to find this guy.
She's so cute. You know she's smiling ear to ear.
You are, aren't you?
Right now.
Because the resume just gets stronger and stronger and stronger with this guy.
So cool.
It does.
All right, hold on one second, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Bird Show.
I remember a couple of weeks ago on the show, things got pretty serious. We were talking about Chris Brown, and we were talking about Rihanna, and it launched into a conversation about domestic abuse and violence. And as coincidence would have it, Jen and I hosted an event for Jaden's Ladder the night before.
Mm-hmm.
So we were really talking a lot about domestic abuse and violence. And a Bird Show listener called up and said that she's in the situation, had no idea how to get out of it.
I'm actually in an abusive relationship right now, and I can't tell you how many times that I've actually left and come back and left and come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell myself, you know, that he's going to change, things are going to get better, but, you know, they don't get better, and he doesn't change. And, you know, when you love somebody, you just, you know, you want that person to change and things to be great because you do love that person.
Is he physically abusive with you?
Yeah, he's physically and mentally abusive to me.
And I can't remember specifically how long they've been together, but I think it was like 11 years they've known each other.
Long enough for her to have tried to leave several times. You
and
know?
She talked about how her family had started to alienate her because she kept going back and they were they just kind of tossed their hands up. They didn't know what to do.
And it was getting pretty graphic. Like she would tell us that she didn't know what kind of mood he was going to be in as soon as he opened the door from work. And she was sitting on the couch or something, then bam, you know, out of nowhere.
Yeah, no friends to call, nothing. She didn't have anybody around her. Just her by herself.
So I think she called us up looking for a little information, and we started talking about Jaden's ladder at that point. And we were begging her to get out of that house before
What were you
something.
Talking about? Because like I said,
it was the Chris Brown, Rihanna interview on Diane Sawyer.
It was the 2020.
So is this the girl when we were interviewing Rihanna? I mean, you brought up that impacted her.
Yes.
All right, cool.
So we did. We got her in touch with Jaden's ladder and Onita. And this is what Jaden's Ladder does. If you're ready to leave, they will make sure that you're in a safe place. You just got to promise you're not going back.
Right. And so, they will help take care of you and your children for 2 years to get back on your feet.
2 years.
That's incredible.
So we got in touch with Onita that day, and Onita spent some time with our listener on the air, and they started talking back and forth. And she promised us at the time that she would get some help. But I think we were all a little bit skeptical, like, is this really going to be the time that she gets some help, or is it just going to be the same old cycle?
Because it was up to her to make the decision that she wasn't going back.
So I guess this is the point where we hand it back off to Onita from Jaden's Ladder, because she took her call, and they talked a lot off the air also. Hey, Onita.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So what happened when we got off with you?
Well, Linda did give me a call. She gave me a call, and we spoke for a while. And as you know, I gave out my cell phone number, so I got a lot of calls from a lot of women that wanted to leave. The majority of them were not ready, but Linda was ready, and she left. And we, you know, we helped her with a safety plan, and she got away. And right now, she is still away from her abuser, and we are planning to relocate her.
What is a safety plan comprised of?
Basically, what I told her to do was to get all of her important documents together. We immediately moved her out. I told her to call the police to let them know that she was ready to leave and what situation. They were very well aware of her situation because she's been in there a lot, and they had photos of her abuse. So I spoke to the police officer that was on call there also to make sure that they were ready if there was a call. And they were really, really very good about being cooperative with Linda. From there, we moved her into an undisclosed area and far away from her home, and just kept her quiet and safe for a while. And now she's in a different area. We've been moving her around, and hopefully she'll be relocating to another state real soon.
So does this safety plan you're talking about, I mean, does that mean she changes cell phone numbers? Does she leave a note for the guy saying she's leaving? Or is it just like, you pick up, get out, he doesn't need to know anything?
Well, I didn't want to do anything abrupt with, like, changing numbers and everything where he would get really angry. And he did leave. Initially, they call all the time looking, you know, he was saying, like, you know, what did he do wrong? And, you know, and our job at that point is to let her know that that's when they really wonder if it really happened, if the abuse really happened. And that's where she went. For the first week, she was like, you know, she's like, I'm really sad today. And she goes, he's been calling. And I'm like, well, I know you're feeling like you want to go back because you wonder if this really happened. And what happens is the abuser will continually say to her, like, you know, I love you, please come back. And it was the same MO, and that's what happened. And we talked her through it. I told her to write in a journal to remember all those times that when she was sitting on the couch, she would hit her, or that you know, I mean, I spoke with some of her people that she worked with, and she would come into the office pretty bruised. Mm-hmm. And so I said to her to remember those days, to remember the lies, and write them down in a journal. So when you do come to this point where you are feeling forgiving, that you read what you went through. And so it brings back the memories, because we tend to, you know, feel sorry for the abuser. And so when you read, when you actually read what happens to you, you'll get that anger back and you'll get that strength back to stay away.
Are the patterns so strong in these domestic violence and domestic abuse cases that you can almost predict for the person that's being abused what's going to happen over the next 24 hours, 48 hours, week, 2 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it seems, it's from what I've gone through, obviously, Bert, and also I hear, I mean, I've gotten so many calls, and it's the same progress, where they're fighting, they want to go get away, and then they have that self-doubt, and that's where, as friends, as parents, as, you know, as mothers that, and then children, that you have to reinforce to the survivor that it is real. This is a dangerous situation. You have to get out, and you have to stay out. And this is where they really, really need your support, because one little thing, it could be one word or one memory that she gets back from that abuser that she might return. And this is the most crucial point of keeping them away from their abuser.
Now, at some point, I mean, he knows where she works or whatever like that. So will he show up?
He didn't show up. She doesn't work there anymore, but he didn't show up. And we had made sure that she would call authorities before she left work, and that was a very scary part. And at the end, he did, you know, he was getting very upset. So
does the police call him and say, "Look, I just want to let you know that you're not allowed within 50 yards of her," or how does that work?
She has to get a restraining order, and that has been, you know, put in place. And we also had the police go and visit and make sure that there was some other situation involved. But yeah. I mean, he's well aware.
So at this point, she's safe. Wow. She's 100% safe. And
yeah, it's tough, especially right now, Bert, with Thanksgiving and the holidays coming, where they really, they're alone.
Yeah.
Right now, they are truly isolated. So that's when you really need to, as a family, as a support system, as a friend, be there, bring them into your home, and bring the children into your home, and make sure that they're taken care of, so that they don't, for any reason, decide to go back.
I know every case is probably a different scenario, but how long does it generally take before the guys understand that their ex-girlfriend or their ex-wife and their family is gone, and the phone calls, the begging, the I love yous, all that stuff stop?
You know, for me, it took probably over a year. Where my abuser, Aaron, just followed me, found from my phone records where I was when I moved out of state to New York, and called my friend and called me at this house that I had no idea that he, I guess from phone records, and he called and threatened to come and find me and kill me. So it's very dangerous. You know, like I said, right now it's all about her safety. We are doing the best we can. She's doing the best she can to keep away and to keep strong. And her friends are supporting her right now, too.
Has she reconnected with her family, Onita?
I've spoke to some of her family members just by phone. She's been connecting with them. It's not a great time right now to visit them. So, you know, but she's with friends. And,
that's good.
You know, yeah.
Here's
in our support system within our program are women.
Hey, Christian, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
I really wanted to thank Anita. I went through this back in 96, and it just brings up a whole bunch of emotion. I had a similar situation, and friends of mine brought it to my light because I just thought it was, I knew it was wrong, but it was normal, you know, and my friends helped me. My friend told me, she was like, "This isn't right, you need to get out," and her husband took my abuser out and I went and shut my bank down. And while they were out for the guys' night, we were in my house grabbing my clothes, and they took me out of the house and the situation. And it's very scary, and it's a horrible time. And then you do try to find out, you know, you do want to go back, and you want to, you know, you don't understand what's going on, and you just, you know, he's running you off the road in a car, and you don't, it's just, it's very scary. And that, you know, for you to be able to help these women for 2 years and get them through that emotional part of that, I just want to thank you, because I didn't have that. And it's just, your group is just really special, and I just wanted to thank you.
Well, you know what? You have incredible strength, and so, you know, it's women like you that make our program positive and that make our program work. It's not the work that we do. It's the work that they do, and it's the work that you've done, and that's so applaudable, so I thank you.
We will link on over again to Jaden's Ladder from Q100Atlanta.com, but for those of you that called and have emailed us asking for a follow-up with Linda, she's doing great. She's safe.
Wow.
What does Jaden's Ladder need for the holidays? Like, if these women are separated from friends and family, like, does Linda need gifts? Do you have other women who need gifts?
Honestly, yeah. Gift cards would be great so that they can buy their own gifts or clothes, for her to relocate. It would be great for her, anybody to get. This would be a great Christmas for Linda if you guys can give her some gift cards from Target, from Walmart, wherever. That would be ideal, that she can use anywhere to start her life up again. And I will make sure it gets to her. That would be great.
All right, Anita, thanks again for your time. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
You too.
Bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto. Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You're on The Bird Show.
All right, so just a couple of weeks ago, I asked the women of the show, Melissa, Wendy, and Tracy, a couple of things about their bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Remember this?
Yes.
I asked you guys this question.
Yes.
Well, I asked them, what's your least favorite part about your body?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think of your butt? And do you guys remember what your answers were?
Yes.
I think I said my hips and my arms were my least favorite. And then I said my butt was massive.
Okay.
Massive?
Yeah.
You use the word massive for yourself?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I Melissa, said, you said, I said my at. Least favorite part of me was my stomach and lower ab area, and then I said my butt was small.
Okay. Well, a friend of mine connected me to this company called Bubbles Bodywear. Okay. And they actually have products that are going to enhance and fix all of these problems, including Melissa giving you a fake butt.
Really?
In your panties. Okay.
All right.
So they sent gifts that I wanted to give you guys.
When are you women happy? What? You think you have a massive butt. Melissa thinks she has zero
Jen
butt.
Jen asked us the question we answered honestly. Yep. Everybody has a... Nobody thinks their body's perfect.
Wendy? Do you really think, Wendy, that you have a big butt, or is that just what girls are supposed to say?
This is my fake butt?
Yes.
This is cool. Now, and I don't like my thighs, so they sent me something for my thighs, too. And then we've got stuff for Tracy. And they sent some gifts for the guys as well.
Cool.
This could be kind of offensive because we didn't say which body part that we're uncomfortable with.
Right,
so are they assuming that we have a body part we don't like
and the men's products are similar.
And please don't mix up Bert's and mine because it'll really jack with both of our psyches.
This is fantastic.
Do y'all want to see my butt?
All right, one at a time here.
Is that hilarious or what?
Where do we want to start this? We want to start with Jeff's or do you want to go to Melissa's or you want to go to Wendy's?
Okay, Melissa got the Can-Can padded panty, okay? Can Melissa have a better booty? They say, yes, she can. It has removable foam pads
that add
1/2 inch of booty to the backside. That it's a realistic but notable difference.
We got to tweet these.
Isn't that hilarious? Plus, she got the double O panty, and that enhances lift, shape, and volume of the derriere while flattening the lower tummy.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Hilarious. Okay, now Wendy got the Body Shaper skirt. They say it looks dainty and pretty and feminine, but it's super strong, so it's a control for the midsection and the hips.
I like it.
What does that look like?
I think that's this one.
I'm supposed to say,
it looks like a 50s outfit.
Yeah.
Okay. So that one is supposed to help with your hip thing. And then
forgive
they also
me for interrupting
say,
really quick, Jen. Yeah. I just want to let the guys know that's the only opportunity you'll ever have to touch my butt because they were passing my butt panties around.
Then they also sent her a Veronica and a boxer bodysuit. It says moderate control for the waist, abdomen, and hips. So that's they have things that target
everything.
Now, those areas.
See, here again, as a guy, I can tell you the problem here is bait and switch. So, Wendy, you and whomever meet each other over at East Andrews, and he's checking you out, and you have this perfect butt, and he loves the curve. It's all squished in there. You guys end up hooking up, and then beep, 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 the clothes are starting to come off, and then you're a completely different person. It's the bait and switch.
It's no different.
Guys, pay attention.
It's no different than the push-up bra, you know, the Heavenly, whatever it's called, the deal from...
This is the whole body, though, man. I mean, everything.
See, everything.
It's just my fake butt.
They sent some extra things here. Maybe we can give this to producer Joanna. It says it's bubble buns. It's padded boy shorts with removable foam pads that make you look like you have a bubble butt.
Really?
So if you don't have a butt, you can do it with that. And then they have guy products.
Well, hold on. I picked this one up. You want to give this one a plug. The Foxy Fanny.
What's a Foxy Fanny?
Silicone padded panty.
That's
so hilarious. Yeah, just totally cracked me up. And then for the guys, they actually have guy products too. For Bert, they sent the jackpot. It's a padded men's brief with removable pads for both back and the front.
What are you saying? You can't just send that as a gift and assume I'm not going to be offended by
that. No, we got to see this. I got to see this.
Okay, so we got to check this out. Will you guys open this?
Wait, yes, because
that's for both of the guys in there.
I'm grabbing Bert's package.
Then for Jeff, they also sent the jackpot so that you can put removable pads in the front. And then they sent you boy bubbles. It's the men's version of padded underwear.
There's
it says, yes, it also is sexy low rise and European and has 1 inch removable foam pads.
Where's the one?
One inch removable pad?
But all I see on these is the butt.
Where's the one that gives you the bigger package?
There's no.
Oh my God, these are heavy.
Because I'm going to promise you guys right now that I'm going to wear the package underwear in one of the pictures that we take with a celebrity
awesome.
That visits us in studio sometime over the next month.
Yes, we all have to wear ours one day.
I won't tell you which one it is.
And I'm going to tell you that I'm not because I don't have
to. Those are butt inserts.
Oh my God. Those are butt inserts. Feel a booty pad.
That's fantastic.
What's the name of the company?
It's called Bubbles Bodywear. I'll link over to their website online. But thank you to them for sending us great stuff. It's bubblesbodywear.com.
If you look
Jen,
at the size,
my butt.
If you look at the size of this one,
now.
Anybody want to squeeze my butt pads?
They clearly didn't look at me on the website before sending these, so why don't you just go ahead and pass these along to Hayden?
Those are mine.
This is for you, Bert. Here, these are the guy underwear.
These are the front package?
No, it's going to give you a bubble butt.
But they're just shorter.
Women look at guys' butts too, you know.
That feels so weird.
You know what? It's jacked up. Stop treating us like pieces of freaking meat.
Listen, it's the Bert Show. You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.